Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Hello, I'm your host, Eric Amankwa, and today's episode focuses on four fundamental pillars of the AISJ community: athletics, academics, service, and the arts. To provide different perspectives on each of the four pillars, I've conducted interviews with four outstanding alumni. These alumni represent the best of what AISJ has to offer. Their journeys here reflect the support, dedication, and inspiration that they have received from our community. Firstly, we'll hear from Jasmine Kirkpatrick, a multi-sport ICEA team captain who exemplifies dedication in athletics. Jasmine will talk about how AISJ empowered her to lead with confidence on and off the field. Representing academics, Kay On, the salutatorian of the class of 2024, with an outstanding final IB score of 44, Kate will delve into her academic journey and the role our school played in fostering her intellectual growth. Next, we'll hear from Shanze Hyder, a truly inspiring advocate who founded an initiative to raise awareness on gender-based violence. She has received accolades for her service efforts, and she will share how AISJ supported her drive to make an impact. Finally, we'll hear from Leseri Mahlangu, a talented dancer, musician, and actor who will tell us about how AISJ nurtured her love for the arts and helped her to grow as a performer. These stories will offer a glimpse of what makes our community so special and how AISJ is the right place for you to send your children. Join me in my first interview with Jasmine Kirkpatrick from AISJ's class of 2024. She will speak about her experience competing in athletics at AISJ. Hi, Jasmine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm good. So we know that you are a multi-sport ICEA team captain, and I just wanted to know what being a team captain taught you about leadership, both on and off the field.
I think one thing that it has taught me is that it's never going to come easy. I mean, through even on and off court, it's a very challenging role to take because you have so much responsibility in terms of just representing your team slash school if you go on ICEA trips and creating some sort of community with and sister bond with your members in the team. So I think adding on to that, it's also taught me how to be an open person and gain some characteristics that have helped me a lot.
That's really nice, Jasmine. And you mentioned being representing your school at ICEA if you got the chance. So I wanted to know, what does it mean to you personally to represent AISJ in ICEA competitions? And how does that shape your perspective on international sportsmanship?
Representing my school's AISJ was something that I've loved to do. I've done over 12 ICEAs throughout my whole high school career. So I guess, and most of them were in AISJ. So it meant a lot just being able to represent your friends, represent what you've been practicing, quote unquote, blood, sweat, and tears that you put in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and sometimes Saturdays, and just shows the commitment to everyone that you were chosen for the team for a reason, you're going to play for a reason, and you're going to just do your best. And in terms of international sportsmanship, I guess it just gives you another perspective on how and respect to other players that are in the same court as you, pun intended. And yeah, because you know what they've been through, kind of, because you've basically done the same thing. You've prepared for the same sport. And it just makes you grow fond of other people more easily, yeah.
And you mentioned that being part of ICEA or just representing sports for AISJ, a lot goes into it. So can you describe a specific moment or challenge that helped you grow as an athlete and a leader during your time at AISJ?
The thing that comes straight up to my head is the period of time where me and my team came second all the time. And I think just having that sistership and bond that we had, it was really fun, because I remember every time we would be sobbing together, we wouldn't leave anyone out. And then 5 to 10 minutes later, after we were all done talking about how proud of each other we were, it just shows like the kind of bond that we had. And I think that was a very special moment. And yeah.
It's nice that you mentioned the sisterhood bond. Could you talk more about how these sports at AISJ help build a more inclusive community?
It helped make AISJ an inclusive community by just meeting people in different grade levels. So I would have never have met a few friends that have gone into junior year. I haven't, after my senior year, I don't think I would have had those connections. But it also just makes AISJ a better place, because once you get to know everybody and you're familiar with a lot of people, it just creates a safe space for everyone. Because I guess in sports teams, with that, if you don't know, or if you're not friends with, I guess, the majority of your team, you guys aren't going to glue. You guys are not going to work the way that you want to work. And if you just take that time, you will see that, oh, I may have some certain like things that I like with a 10th grader, and I never knew that. And it just creates opportunity for new friendships to last, to be created and to last, and just memories and a positive space. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing about that. And I would just like to ask you, how has AISJ's athletic program helped you set and achieve personal goals within sports?
I think the time where every season when we would either go to ICEA, or before the season started, Mr. Colin would always be like, oh, set yourself a goal. And I think that was a very cool thing he implemented. And I think that has helped me in my sports, because it's allowed me to set realistic goals for my sports. And yeah.
And I would just like to know if you can talk about any particular coaches or teammates at AISJ who have significantly influenced you.
In terms of coaches, or yeah, I would definitely say Coach Pumla, just all my basketball coaches, I guess. Coach Pumla had a very big impact on me. Coach Dan and Coach Bowman and Mr. Colin. And then I think, as many people know, Alexi and Tabo had a very big influence. And a lot more of the alumni had a very big impact on who I was and my sports in AISJ. Yeah.
Okay. That's really nice. And what is one piece of advice that you would share with your younger self as you were trying to start out in sports at AISJ?
One bit of advice would definitely be never be hard on yourself. I know she wanted to impress everybody and do the most, but when you have that pressure, you're just going to, it's just a recipe for a disaster, because you're just going to set really high expectations that although you really want to be, it's not going to be realistic, and every practice, every game is not the same, and you're going to obviously have your bad days. So, and just implement having more fun, because when you have fun, you're more comfortable, you know what you're doing, and you just enjoy the time with your teammates. And then at the end of the day, you enjoy the sport, you gain fondness over it, instead of having this big like weight on your shoulder that consistently pushes you down when you put that pressure, and you eventually grow out of love for the sport. So definitely never be too hard on yourself.
Okay. And do you feel that AISJ's athletic environment has prepared you for challenges you might face in the future? And if so, how would you say this has been done?
I would definitely say finding other solutions and other, so if one thing's not working, what can we do to make it better or go another way about it? I think that has definitely will help me in the future and has helped me. Sorry, what was the other part of the question?
How do you say it has prepared you?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's prepared me to look at problems that I think are linear and go around the corner and find another solution and work well with people that I don't know or people that I do know, but we have some conflict and interest. Yeah.
That's really nice. And I just have one more question for you. How does AISJ's environment encourage athletes to give back to the community? And is there a way that you've used sports as a platform for service?
I think one way it has helped give back to the community is the saying Mr. Colin really likes, it's not about me. I think it can be used in a lot of situations and not just sports. And I've seen it a lot in the community and how people do give back, because at the end of the day, a community is not just about you. So in terms of using it for casts and helping little kids play football or other sports or just giving back in my daily life, I try to give back to kids in my country. In Malawi, we try and give back old football boots that we had, or if we know other people that are not using their football boots, then we just give it back. That's one way I've enjoyed doing, I guess, because it's just a good way to give back. Yeah.
Okay. This has been really nice, Jasmine. Thank you for your time.
No worries.
It was great to hear about how our athletics program impacted Jasmine's journey and how it helped her develop her skills. It was interesting to hear about how our athletics director was involved in her journey as an athlete and not solely focused on athletics at the team level. Thank you for joining me in my interview with Jasmine. Feel free to take a break and return to join me in my interview with Kate On, who will share about her academic journey. Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. So I'm very excited to be meeting with you today. And I just wanted to know if you can first tell us a little bit about your academic journey at AISJ and what led you to excel as the class salutatorian.
Okay, sure. I attended AISJ for 9 years, starting from elementary, middle, and through high school. I took the IB diploma program and received my diploma. And I guess I really just tried to focus, like, throughout, like, my time at AISJ, I tried to focus and figure out what were the things, like, academically that I was really interested in, that I felt passionate about, and then I kind of built, including the IB, I tried to do the things that I actually found interest in and, like, was passionate about.
Okay. That's really nice. And you mentioned, like, your academic passions. So how would you say AISJ helped you discover or refine your academic passions and interests?
Right. So I think for me, AISJ as a community, like, especially in the context of AISJ in South Africa, like, obviously not a lot of people get to experience that. And I felt this, especially coming to the States as well. And, like, just being in South Africa as a whole helped me kind of discover my interests, like, in, like, diversity, media, communications, things like that, which I don't think I would have found otherwise.
And how else would you say that the diverse and international environment at AISJ influenced your outlook on the world?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, especially given that we are, like, international community, that ASJ is an international community in already a really diverse country, I think that gave me access to, like, really discover, like, obviously, especially because my interests were in, like, cultural identity, diversity, the media, especially how the media plays a role in that. And so for me, like, just being part of that community helped me, especially, like, even outside of academics, just, like, in terms of my extracurriculars and things like that, it helped me kind of refine my interests in that sense.
Okay. And how would you say that you balance your academic responsibilities with other aspects of your life, like your social activities that you just mentioned?
Okay, to be honest, like, during senior year, I didn't. But overall, I would say knowing what you have to prioritize is really important. Especially, like, I like to take it, like, on, like, a day-by-day basis. So, because if I, especially, like, in junior and senior year, there's just, like, a lot of commitments. And, like, thinking about, like, everything you have to do in the long run, like, made me really overwhelmed. So I would try to, like, set, like, a goal for, like, show up to class, do the homework on time, like, get this and this done for, like, whatever club I'm doing. Just, like, taking it day by day really helped me balance everything.
Okay, as a senior, that's really nice to hear and, like, helps me out a bit. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, what unique opportunities do you feel that were present at AISJ helped contribute to your success as a student?
I think definitely ASJ is really unique in that, like, you know, it's an international school in South Africa. And I think it's easy to kind of overlook that and kind of just live in a bubble just within our own community. But then, like, through that, you know, taking advantage of the diversity, because there is a lot of diversity in ASJ and the larger, like, you know, Johannesburg community around ASJ, I think is really important.
Okay. How is the culture of learning at AISJ prepared you for your future studies and career aspirations?
I would say, I think maybe, like, in terms of, because AISJ, I would say, has, like, a diverse range of opportunities that you wouldn't necessarily get at other schools, in terms of, like, you have a lot more freedom to, like, if you want to start a club, you can start a club. If you want to try out something, there's a lot of space for you to do that. So I think taking advantage of that definitely kind of helped me prepare myself for, like, to explore different things here. And then in university in the States, like, the clubs and interests that I found during ASJ really carried through, and I still, you know, I'm still in the newspaper, things like that.
That's really nice. And were there any teachers or mentors at AISJ who you feel had a significant impact on your academic journey?
Yeah, definitely, like, my AB teachers, Mr. Greer, Miss Leong, I have to give her a shout out. Just, like, all my IB teachers, I feel like, kind of, especially throughout junior and senior year, kind of, like, and realistically speaking, like, the workload I have this semester as a freshman is a lot less than what I had during the IB.
How would you say that AISJ helped support your intellectual growth and encouraged you to reach your academic goals?
The freedom to pursue what I wanted and to start, you know, clubs, involve myself in clubs, like, involve myself in opportunities on and off campus. Those things were, I think, really helpful for my growth as a student.
Thank you. And my final question for you is, what advice would you give to other students striving for academic success in a rigorous program like the IB?
I would say my biggest piece of advice is to, I think, take it, like, day by day. That really helped me get through, like, the IB, especially because, you know, senior year, you're thinking of where you're going to college. You have, like, so many things to balance. Like, it's your last year of school with your friends. So it's a lot to process. And I think if you, like, if you start thinking about all the things you have to do in the long term, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. So I would always just kind of set myself, just, like, easy, like, accomplishable goals, like, you know, get to class, do the homework on time, things like that. And those really do build up, and like you will, and that's how you kind of get through senior year. So.
Okay. Thank you. And is there anything else you would like to share about your academic journey at AISJ?
No, I think that covered it.
Thank you for your time, Kate.
Of course.
That was inspiring to hear about how Kate stayed committed to her academic journey and truly excelled. And to think she did all this while finding time to spend focusing on friends, family, and extracurriculars. Don't forget to take a break and grab some water and come back and join me as we talk about the third pillar, which is service, with Shanze Hyder. Hi, Shanze. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. So firstly, I feel like you've done a lot of amazing work with service, and we can't talk about your service at AISJ without talking about your initiative, Say No to Gender-Based Violence. So can you tell us a little bit about your initiative that you started and what inspired you to start it?
Yes, of course. When I first moved to South Africa, it was eighth grade, and I knew nothing about gender-based violence or what it was. I've always been a female ice hockey player since I was very young. And in the U.S., like, I would kind of notice these things where it would be like, okay, because I'm like a female in sports, people would treat me differently and et cetera. And when I moved to South Africa, we were posed with this project that we needed to do called the Human Rights Project in eighth grade. And I was assigned gender-based violence. I had no idea what it was. When I learned about it, I started kind of understanding what it meant, and especially what it meant in this new country I was living in, because South Africa has some of the highest rates of gender-based violence in the world. And from there, I became very passionate about learning more about it, seeing what we can do, and kind of integrating activism in my life.
Okay. That's really nice. And I just wanted to know, how do you think AISJ's emphasis on service learning prepares you to address these complex societal challenges?
I would say AISJ's emphasis on service learning was very, very helpful for me specifically, because I knew that I always had support from teachers and people around me, from service learning coordinators. I also was able to learn a lot about the pillars of service learning, which helped me make my project more meaningful. And yeah, it was definitely a big support for me.
Okay. And can you describe how AISJ's emphasis on community engagement influenced or shifted your perspective on service?
I think it absolutely did shift and influence my perspective on service in the way that when I first came to South Africa and AISJ as a whole, I had no idea kind of the importance of service and what it really meant to communities and to us. And through that, I kind of learned how important engaging with our community is, which was very helpful.
Yes, I definitely relate to you on that. And are there any teachers, peers, or mentors that played a significant role in shaping your drive for advocacy?
Absolutely. So I would say it definitely started with my eighth grade teachers, Ms. Swanson and Ms. Habeck, who kind of helped me learn about gender-based violence and helped me through the fact that I was a bit nervous because I had no idea what it meant, and kind of learning that and getting more confidence through talking about the topic. Then I would say in ninth grade, I met Ms. Beattie, who like was basically like a spark for me. She was just so amazing and so supportive and always helped me and pushed me to do more. And same with Ms. Merritt, who absolutely helped me through so much and helped me coordinate and sat down at meetings. I got a lot of support from lots of teachers, including Ms. Nicole and just teachers in the high school, which was really helpful. And then through peers as well. Ipiana in my grade last year was also a big part of Say No to GBV. She's like the vice president of the organization. And she has always been so supportive, so helpful, and yeah, couldn't have done it without them.
That's really nice to hear. And how would you say AISJ's inclusive environment influenced your approach when it came to tackling social issues?
I would say AISJ having an inclusive environment and a more tight-knit community helped me be able to speak out more comfortably, and also knowing that I'm in a safe space to speak about these issues, especially being that, like, even when leading, like, a service project or any project for that matter, there's always, like, gaps in knowledge. And having that, like, understanding and knowing that my peers were there to support me and help me kind of really motivated me to learn more and speak out more.
Okay. And what do you think makes AISJ unique in terms of fostering a sense of responsibility and empowerment in its students?
Something that I have always appreciated about AISJ, and something that was definitely different from AISJ and other schools that I've been to, would be the fact that there's, like, a lot of freedom within the service learning department. In the fact that you're able to create these your projects, and you're able to drive your own passions, making them into something, and you've always got the support of your teachers. It was always like, if I could dream it, then I could do it. And if I had my kind of own motivation to do it, I could get other people motivated, and I would have the support of the community, which was very helpful.
Okay, that's really nice. You mentioned service projects, and I just wanted to know if you could share a moment at AISJ when you specifically felt empowered to take action or lead in any area of service.
I would definitely say one of my biggest moments was when I learned that at AISJ we had not previously been speaking about gender-based violence or the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, despite being on many years and just in general a country with very, very high rates of gender-based violence. And I thought that that was something that empowered me to want to speak out and to get that on the calendar, which it is now, which was very amazing to be able to do that.
Okay. And how did AISJ help you to develop the confidence that you needed to address different challenging social issues?
I would say even through my classes and through the supportive teachers and also the diverse teaching community. So, like, given that many of my teachers were from different backgrounds, cultures, religions, etc., I was able to learn from them and their different perspectives. And I was able to kind of create my own, like, holistic view of different societal issues, which helped me address them better, because then I could understand more about cultural sensitivities and other things to think about when discussing more challenging issues.
Thank you for that. And what opportunities would you say that you were offered during your time at AISJ that allowed you to collaborate with others who shares your passion for service?
So I would definitely say something that I appreciated and I mentioned before was the fact that I was able to create my own organization based off of starting something up at AISJ. And having the support of my teachers doing that as well, and simultaneously also being the leader of Project Dignity, it was just amazing to be able to integrate myself into service and given that opportunity and the responsibility, as well as the support around me. And I would say that there were lots of opportunities to discuss what I was doing and share it with people even outside of AISJ, which I really appreciated that. For example, ASA JIS, I was able to participate in that in almost every year of my high school experience, which was really lovely. We went to Tanzania, and it was just so cool to be able to speak to others and represent my school and what I do.
Thank you. And my last question for you is, looking back, what unique aspects of AISJ's culture do you feel prepared you to be an advocate and a leader?
I would say in terms of AISJ's culture, the diverse environment really helped me better understand how to be a leader and how to advocate in a respectful, appropriate, and effective manner. I would also say kind of AISJ's ability to have so much service learning integrated within not only the school itself, but the curriculum and kind of in the classes was super special to me. I know in some of our classes we had opportunities to do things that were service learning related and engaging with the community around us. And I think that that emphasis and that aspect of AISJ really helped prepare me to be a better advocate and a leader, even here as I am at university, kind of being able to do things and learning about how to lead effectively.
Okay. Thank you. This has been really nice. Thank you for sharing your story, Shanze.
Of course. Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed hearing from Shanze about her drive and passion for service. It's great to hear about how our community supported her efforts to make an impact, reminding us about how service truly is important. Don't forget to take a moment to stretch your legs and breathe, and come back and join me for my final. Okay. Hello, Lissetti. How are you today?
Hi, Eric. I'm good, and you?
I'm good. So today, I just wanted to learn more about your journey with the arts at AISJ. So my first question for you is, can you share your journey in the arts at AISJ and what inspired you to pursue multiple art forms here?
All right. So personally, I love the arts at AISJ. I like that I could do music, I could do drama. Well, those were my main ones. And still be able to go draw in the visual arts room or just do anything that I want in the arts, which was very nice for me. Sorry, what was your second part of your question?
What inspired you to pursue multiple art forms?
So I don't know if I would use the word inspire, because I've just always loved the arts in general. So it was just a natural thing for me to be oh, I like the arts. And I've never been a science person or a social studies person. So that's just always what I've naturally gravitated towards.
Okay, that's great. And how would you say AISJ helped you in the development of your talents and your passion for the arts?
Oh, let me start with the development side. So definitely, let me start with music. When I first did IB music, it was, my piano skills weren't that great, I will admit, but they really did, with that class, it really did improve, and I got to do things that I wouldn't have done just on my own at normal piano lessons. So I am very grateful for that. In theater, it also helped me just overall come up with ideas, what I want to do, more directing, more lighting, which I have found that I really like because of AISJ. And it was just overall, it really helped me grow, going into the different arts and things like that. And, as a person, tricky. I guess I kind of already answered it. But, I said, I improved with my piano, a lot. With drama, I learned that I really like lighting and sound and stuff like that.
And would you say there are any specific teachers or mentors who you feel played a significant role in your artistic journey at AISJ?
Ms. Greer. I love that lady so much. I was with her throughout my whole 4 years of high school. She mentored me. I was in her classroom all the time. I love Ms. Greer so much. If Ms. Greer wasn't there, I don't know what I was going to do.
That's really nice to hear. And speaking of the things you were able to do with her help, what would you say have been some of the most memorable performances or projects that you helped with or performed with for AISJ?
The first one's definitely the Laramie project. I still think about that one, mostly because on the second performance, we got huge backlash for it. All the actors were how could you put on such a play? Why would you say those lines? How could you be comfortable with it? It was a lot. I remember crying after that. And it was my first performance at AISJ, actually, after COVID. So that was a lot. And then I still think about Clue here and there, but not as much. And then I really loved my solo performance for theater. Again, I got to play with the lights. I got to play with the sound, the set. On top of that, I got to act it. So I really loved that one as well.
The arts at AISJ helped influence your personal growth and self-expression.
I would say they helped in a way to narrow down what I want to do more. I don't know if that makes sense. because obviously AISJ didn't have like a dance program or anything like that. But because I didn't have that, I learned to like gravitate and push my dancing more. And I learned that I'm more of like a drama person than I am a music person. I still love music, don't get me wrong. It's just the, if they were like, oh, next recital, are you going to perform? Are you going to do piano or are you going to act? I'm going to be like, I'm going to act. Okay. Whereas before it was kind of like, I don't know, I'm just kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of how you've been like helped for the future, like looking forward, how do you plan to continue growing as an artist and how has AISJ shaped those aspirations?
For one, I'm still in my, not like AISJ has a dancing program again, but for one, I definitely am going to continue teaching dance. That's 100%. I'm still going to dance by myself and like perform, like just dancing wise. Acting wise, I still would really love to be in like movies or like a short film or on Broadway, the basics, which, I was actually in one now in, when did it come out? February? Yeah, Yellow Daisy Butterfly. It's not very popular in South Africa, but it's a short film. So I really love doing that. And I would like to do more things like that with the director and just do things like that. I would still love to compose my pieces. They're difficult, but I would still love to do that. That's just kind of where I'm at, where I, like just continuing. And then AISJ really helped me. Let me say, it helped me come up with a plan. I don't know how. It helped me come up with a plan in a sense that it was like, okay, you want to do this. How are you going to do it? What's your lighting? What's your set? I wanted to compose this. Okay, what are your first 8 bars? What are your next 8 bars? What instruments are you going to use? So they really helped me in terms of like, planning out, hey, if you're gonna put this on, do A, B, C, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. And how would you say being a part of the arts at AISJ helped create a inclusive community with you and your peers?
I'm gonna say, like, let me take open mic for example, like the what is it, International Day? Like having things like that, I think it really brings a lot of inclusivity in the community because you can come and share something from your country or from your culture. That's it, really, if okay. I'm being completely honest.
And in what ways would you say the arts have challenged you emotionally or intellectually? And how did AISJ support you throughout these challenges?
Emotionally, it put me through the trenches. If I'm being completely honest with you, check up on your friends who do the arts, that's for sure. Because everything was due at the same time. One recital out of the year was music and drama, so that was a lot of work. I went through the trenches, that's for sure. I still okay. love it, but they put me through the trenches. Yeah, that's all I have to say on
this. And looking back on your journey, this is my final question. What legacy or impact do you feel like you left on the AISJ community throughout your art?
Oh, an impact. I think I helped. I think I helped in a sense of not people of, I don't know how to phrase this. Wait. In a sense that, because you know how there's like those cliches that aren't really cliche because it happens. Oh, it's like, oh, it's the theater kids. I feel like I helped in that sense just because I've always been like very open about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I impacted AISJ in terms of that. And also I had a few conversations with teachers about having the of sports overshadowing the arts, and like it's just like sports for sports, let's push the sports, where it's like the arts are still here. So I think that definitely helped with that, with like a lot of conversations of saying, hey, the arts are here, we also need to push them out as much as we're pushing out the sports.
Okay, that's really nice, and I'd just like to say thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I guess that was it. I really enjoyed how Lissetti talked about how AISJ supported her in exploring different avenues within the arts, and she fondly recalled the positive impact our school staff had on her journey here. Before we wrap up, I'd like to take this back to the four pillars. When I first got to AISJ, I had wondered why four pillars? Why academics, arts, service, and athletics? After hearing from these truly inspiring alumni, I now know why. There's so much amazing potential within our school community. Each alumni changed a piece of me. Jasmine encouraged me to really push myself and try a new sport. Kate gave me motivation and lessons for how to tackle my academics. Shanze gave me insights as to why service is so important to building a better world and encouraged me to do more. She truly left an impact on me and helped me discover my passion for service. And this year, I have taken over her initiative, Say No to GBV, to champion the cause. Finally, Lissetti left me with the idea of how I should explore different avenues deeper within whatever it is I'm interested in. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the inspiring stories of the four alumni. Until next time, go Eagles.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.